The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Tiffany joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hi, Tiffany.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Good.
Yeah, we're doing really good. What's going on with you, Tiffany? Who are you? Are you doing good too? Or are you having an argument with somebody and you need our help?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm not really arguing with anybody.
Oh, that's a switch.
Yeah, just had a bit of a dilemma. Okay. Hope you guys can help me with. So, it's my boss.
It's your boss. I say no more. We've got that dilemma.
Yeah. It's complicated. He's not really my boss. He's a family friend. We work together. We travel a lot together.
Uh-huh.
He always claps when the plane lands.
Oh, no.
And it happens every time we're together. And every time the plane successfully lands, he's that guy who claps.
Who claps. You
know, that's the worst.
Throughout the plane. Yeah.
Yeah. Does he like clap really loudly? Is it a golf clap?
Oh,
like,
yeah. I mean, it's like a party. And sometimes, but a party for one. You know, he's normally the one.
Yeah.
Sometimes he's joined in by confused people, but it's normally just him. You know, and I keep telling him, I'm like, dude, you don't clap when a bus successfully stops or when, you know, you get out of a taxi. Like, you just don't.
Yeah.
That, but
no, I get it.
Listen.
I get it.
I never understand why people do that.
Yeah, I don't get that either. All right. What's your boss's name?
Andrew.
All right. Let's call Andrew and find out what's going on here.
Hello.
Andrew?
Yes, who's calling?
Hey, what's up, dog? How you doing? It's Mark Kay and Megan from the Big 8 Morning Mess.
I'm sorry, who?
Mark Kay and Megan. We host the Big 8 Morning Mess on 95.1 WAPE.
Hey.
Oh, okay.
Yay.
Okay, how can I help you?
Listen, we have your friend / employee Tiffany on the phone.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, Tiffany.
Hi.
Hey, Tiffany. What's going on?
Andrew, she told us that you have a tendency to clap whenever you guys are landing in a plane, and she doesn't really understand why you do that.
She'd like you to stop, actually.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Tiffany, you actually called a radio program because I clap on the plane?
Dude, yeah. I don't know what else to do. I've told you multiple times how obnoxious it is. And, yes.
Tiffany,
so
we talked
show.
About this. It's kind of like, you know, first of all, you know that flying, you know, people die. And you know that I have a little bit of a thing with it. So I kind of feel like it's a little bit of a release when I'm able to land safely. It's like, hey, you know, yeah, good job.
Yay, we didn't die. Like, is that kind of what you're doing?
We're not dead.
Yeah. Huh, interesting.
Not from a die, but it's like, I'm happy that we're okay. We made it fine.
You become that guy on the plane that everybody hates and is embarrassed by. And it's hard to travel with you. It's hard to be your travel buddy when you do that.
Okay, so we're flying in the air the entire time for like 30 seconds landing. This becomes a thing. This is what you got to focus on when, you know, a million and one things for 30 seconds. You're going to get so, like, OCD that I clap on the plane. By the way, you seem to forget that half the time I kind of start a chain reaction, and I'm not the only one clapping.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Two people joined you.
Okay, all right, hang on one second. Don't go anywhere, you two. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. 340-9595 is a safe landing and not dying something appropriate that you should clap for? Nishali, good morning. What do you want to say?
Well, every time we take a flight to Puerto Rico, it's like when we land, that's just a ritual. Everybody claps.
That's a ritual?
Yes.
Is it that you don't think you're going to get there, or?
It's just a sigh of relief that we got there safely. Not so much that we're going to crash, but just that we made it.
Yeah. Do you do that when you get out of a car?
No.
Because, you know, you're more likely to die in a car accident than a plane crash.
Absolutely, I agree with you. But, you know, I'm a psychologist, so it's also a sign of a release, like an anxiety.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
I get anxiety when I fly up. And then when we go down, you know, I get a little anxiety. So
you applaud. Yeah, but you've released the tension by clapping. That makes sense.
I guess.
That makes sense. That explains why my wife claps after we do it.
Ew.
I'm just kidding. Nobody claps after.
No, I was going to say. When was the last time anyone's clapped?
Then I get up and I bow. I'm just kidding. Andrea from downtown, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Great, Andrea. What do you want to say?
You know, I fly all the time. People clap all the time. It's only 30 seconds of your life. You should be able to allowed to clap. You shouldn't be worried about what other people think of you, especially when you're never going to see any of those people on the plane again.
Yeah. Maybe he's just clapping because he's excited that he didn't get dragged off the plane and beaten up.
There you go. That works, too.
That
makes him happy.
Yeah, I know. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it.
I still don't get it. No one's giving us a solid reason as to why you clap.
Why you clap? Because they're afraid of dying. They're just happy that they're alive. Amelia, good morning. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
It's so cool.
Oh, isn't it cool? I know, right?
Totally cool.
It's so cool. Amelia, do you clap when you land on a plane?
Yes, every time I take a flight to the Dominican Republic, my parents are Dominican.
Yeah.
So every time we visited, ever since I was a little girl, the whole plane always claps. Like, you see all these Dominicans, woo, and clapping and cheering.
Wow.
Every time. That was so funny when I was listening to that.
What do you think the reason is? Just because they're excited to be back in the Dominican Republic, or?
No, they're happy that they're landing. Even when there's a flight leaving from Dominican Republic, going into back to New York or here to wherever I take one back here, same thing. All the Dominicans are clapping. They're just happy to be landing again. They're happy to be on land and making it safe.
It's amazing how little faith people have in the airline industry.
I know.
that they like cheer and yell every time the plane lands.
I mean,
safely.
I hate flying, so like I get the relief of landing and like getting to be off the plane soon, but I still don't think I would like clap.
The first thing.
Well, you need to take a flight to the DR.
Yeah, we'll go.
Crack up.
All right, we'll go to the DR. Amelia, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. The first thing I do when the plane lands, take my friggin' phone out of airplane mode and check
Me
my
too.
Messages.
Same here.
I'm like, oh, thank God I can get back on my cell phone.
Thank God I can get on my Wi-Fi.
Ooh, maybe that's why they're clapping. Robin from the beaches. Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Great, Robin. Do you clap when the plane lands?
No, not at all.
Okay. Do you think it's weird that people do?
I think it's weird if people clap, like if it's a short flight.
Right.
But I kind of get it if it's like an international flight. And to clap because you're glad you didn't die is kind of silly. I think it's more of a relief that you've landed after a long flight.
Right.
That I get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not just because you landed after a short flight.
I'll clap when they bring out the drink cart.
Yeah, same.
You know, especially if it takes a long time to get to that cruising altitude, you know, and it's bumpy. But when the captain turns off that no seatbelt sign and they start coming around the cabin, I'm like, yay.
And I'll clap if I can get the Wi-Fi that I paid $5 for to work.
Yes.
Oh, my God, you only paid $5?
Sometimes to clap. But to clap because you landed and you thought you were going to die is, I would be embarrassed if I was Tiffany.
No. All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
A
we
lot
really
of people
appreciate
do it.
It,
though. That's why I'm trying to understand.
Probably the same people that clap at the end of the movie.
It's definitely the same people.
Those people that are clapping at the end of the movie are clapping when that plane hits the tarmac.
Absolutely.
Keith from the West Side. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Great. What do you want to say, Keith?
People are missing the point. They're not clapping because the plane that crashed. You're clapping as just, you know, you would tip a waiter. You're clapping for the service that you received. You're clapping for the pilot doing a great job for avoiding turbulence, for not throwing you around back and forth. You're showing the employees you appreciate them. And it's because you're selfish and you thought you were dying.
But, I mean, there's so many other places, though, where people don't clap. Like, they don't. Like, if you take an Uber, you're not going to clap at the end of the Uber, are you?
Excuse me, clap what?
At the end of the Uber, like when you get out of the Uber or like a bus or something?
You possibly could tip them and you could take them. You could say, you do, I hope, say.
No, you don't tip Uber. That's the beauty of Uber. You just walk out of the car. Yeah.
You could say thank you for the nice ride, I'm sure.
Sure. But you can also thank the pilot when you're walking out because they're standing right there.
Yeah.
Not a lot of times. But if you remember years ago, everybody would clap on a plane. And they were thanking the service that they were receiving.
All right, I guess.
Can the pilot even hear it? Like from the front?
I mean, maybe if you're clapping loud enough. Hey, mm-hmm. thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. I mean, look, I understand if you're in one of those JetBlue planes where the landing gear doesn't work and you have to, like, you know, land in a on the runway and there's sparks flying and nobody dies. Okay, fine. That's a good time for a round of applause.
I think I would make out with that pilot if they let me live.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, look, Tiffany, a lot of people are saying, you know, who cares? Let him clap. The guy's celebrating his life, and also he's your boss, and probably he paid for your plane ticket anyway, so you should really be less obnoxious about it.
Well, I would love for these people to travel with him once.
Yeah.
What it's like. Yeah.
No, that is true. That is true. All right. Well, listen, do you guys have any trips planned or coming up?
Well,
we do.
I don't know if I want to take the same flight now. So I'm supposed to be that guy.
Yeah, you should maybe fly separate. That's a great idea.
Or just don't sit together.
Or you know what I would do, Andrew? Get yourself a ticket in first class and put Tiffany back in coach.
That sounds like a really good idea.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Hey, look at that.
No, nobody claps in first class.
It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.